Welcome to day 21 of your 30-day meditation. Before we begin, I want to simply ask you, how do you feel? How do you feel different? Whether you've done all 20 days in a row, now you're on 21, or you've taken a few breaks in between but have come back to it, know that this is progress and this is practice. How have you changed? How have you shown up differently in your work, in your workouts, in your life, in your patience, just the everyday chores that you have to do around town, around your home? How has your energy shifted? And today, we have a little different form of meditation. Today, we are going to be moving and grooving. And today is all about changing your state. For energy is never created nor destroyed, but we know that it can be altered. So when you're feeling shitty and down in the dumps, and you're just needing to have a day, sometimes life doesn't allow for that. Sometimes you sitting on the couch, binge watching Netflix, whatever show you're watching, ordering Uber Eats or takeout, whatever, sometimes that's not possible because life still needs to happen. So what do we do? My answer for you is this: we dance. We dance to shift the energy, to shake it up, to rattle it up. Because if you've ever been anywhere where people are dancing, preferably without a bunch of booze, they are smiling, they are happy. And why, you ask? Because dancing is energy. Dancing is high vibrational. So wherever you are right now, if it's possible in your being, stand up. Stand up and move and shake and dance and just let it feel good, because there are no rules. Because life tells us that we need to fit in this cute little box and we need to be prim and proper and courteous, and yes, all of that is good and well, but sometimes it needs to be messy. So whether your dancing looks like just spinning around in a circle, notice the smile on your face when you come back to center. And whether your dancing looks crazy and wild, notice if that makes you smile too. And if you have a partner or a spouse and they are up with you, grab them and dance with them. Knowing that there are no rules, knowing that there is no right or wrong, but knowing that the intention is to shift your energy, notice what comes up for you. You can stay with our music, or you can turn this off and put on whatever makes you want to shake, but do it mindfully. Inviting the meditation into your life is the work. Yes, it is beautiful and positive to sit on your pillow, to close your eyes with no noise on, with no ticking of the clock, no noise of traffic in the city life. But is that feasible for you in your life? Do you live in a remote cottage in the middle of nowhere with no noises? If you can hear the birds, the chirping, invite them into your dance. Taking the meditation with you off the mat, off of your pillow, that is life, that is work, and I promise you, that is going to make the difference of a happy life versus the sad, depressed, anxious life that you may currently be living in. So follow the music, dance and sing, and make good cheer. And above all, just let it feel good. Moving your shoulder joints, noticing the ball and socket, that they can go in all the which directions. Feeling your hips, the same ball and socket. Notice how high can you lift, how high can you kick, can you swing it back and open and just feel fun again. Can you point and pull your toes? Point them in, point them out, shake them about. Your elbows and your knees, not really as fun, but these hinge joints can pull in, can flex, can extend, can go overhead. How does it feel moving your joints intentionally? Knowing that your spine can move forward and backwards, side to side, you can twist and side bend. Notice all of the motions your spine can do. As you move your shoulders to the right, your hips can go to the left. You can drop it low, you can keep it high, you can touch the floor and stick your booty up to the sky, it doesn't matter. Inviting the meditation into your world, into your body, even when you're asking for movement, is harder. Finding stillness in the stillness is easy. Notice where your brain goes when you distract yourself with the dance. Knowing that no one's watching. And if you have your partner or spouse, are they really judging you? Are they really watching you? And if they are, who cares? Dropping the need to let it be pretty, just let it be messy. Take messy action towards your goals. If your goals are for happiness, for stress-free, for better sleep, for better activity, for a happier life. Keep dancing, keep moving, keep shaking. If you get tired, you can make it smaller, but don't stop moving. Go with the music or turn on your own. Set a timer, whatever resonates with you today, right now. I'll turn the music up for you. Keep dancing, keep shaking, and we will all come out together. Start to come back, find your center. Standing, sitting, kneeling. Put your hands over your heart. Feel your heartbeat. Feel how your body works for you. Works harder when you ask it to work harder. Notice if you elongate the exhales, if you find yourself a little winded, your heart rate will slow down. Your breath controls your heart. Your breath controls your heart rate. So when you find yourself getting out of breath, elongating the exhale to help calm your nervous system down so you're not so winded. Take a big breath in, full breath in. Open mouth, H-A, ha, let it go. Feeling silly, fun, but feeling how the energy has shifted. Breathing in how the energy has shifted. Knowing that this state, this change of state, is always available to you. Bring your hands to your heart, to prayer. Bow your head. Namaste.